Greetings and welcome back to Touring the Ozarks. I'm here with Jared Cates from Ozark Summit. Jared, talk a little bit about the history of Ozark Summit and what it is you guys do there.
Yeah, Travis, thanks so much for having me today. Ozark Summit has been around now for about 4 years, serving the community. We're a local nonprofit ministry that really centers all of our work on families and outreach to the community. So all of our programs have that in mind, especially the vulnerable in our community. So the single parent homes, the grandparents raising grandkids, and the divorced and separated homes, all of our programs kind of center around that.
And talk about that too, because you know, we always in life want to talk about having a whole family and everybody being together. That's just not how life works for a lot of people anymore. Both you and I have even had that experience. So tell us about that outreach and how it works.
So here in Howe County, you know, we've got about 40,000 residents, and of the 40,000, 36% of the kids in our community come from one of those three households where they're being raised by a grandparent, or they are have a single parent home, or come from a divorced or separated background. So when you look at those numbers, Travis, that is around 3,400 kids in our county alone. And so we see that that is too large of a number for one church alone to tackle. And so our tagline or our vision within Ozark Summit is to be one united move of compassion to come alongside those vulnerable families. So specifically, some of the programs that we offer are a youth mentor program. We serve that to 5th through 8th grade kids, and we network with local schools and who refer kids who could benefit from a program such as that. And we network with local churches to get involved in their community and step outside of their four walls, if you will, and serve their community in that way. And also, I'll talk about it more here in a little bit, too. We're excited to announce this summer we're launching our second program, our partnership with Convoy of Hope.
And 3,400 kids, used to have a small office over by Chintz. Tell us about, you recently got a great gift.
Yes. So we were blessed with the opportunity to be donated the First General Baptist Church on your way out towards KDY there. That is our new home. And so that's going to be our new headquarters where we're offering our programs. And so speaking to that, we got a big event coming up on June the 2nd from noon to 1 is our building dedication day. We'll be doing some time of prayer and just kind of dedicating the property to that work. But also, if folks want to come out and learn more about our programs, we're going to be giving a tour of the property and ways to get involved in that.
And that property, I went over there and took a look. It is amazing. Not only do you have the frontage on the highway, tell us a little bit about your vision for what you're going to do behind the church.
Yeah, so we really see transforming the entire property into a place that is focused on strengthening families and strengthening the community. So behind the property there, we would love to have, we got a pavilion on site, so we'd love to see that rented out and used for birthday parties or you know, different get-togethers and things, you know, corporate events or different things. We'd like to have a pond out back for some fishing, maybe some playground equipment, maybe an amphitheater type setup for some outdoor movie nights and things like that. And then that multi-purpose building that I talked about earlier that will be our distribution center for the Convoy of Hope partnership.
And what was amazing about the Convoy of Hope, when you and I walked around out there, it was almost as God had intended that property to be that way, because you've got a place right now where the truck can already pull up.
Oh yeah, it's like he knew all along that's where we envisioned that loading dock going, and seeing a lot of those supplies going out there and really maximizing that space to the best potential that it can be to serve our local community.
And besides Ozark Summit, I tried this the other night. Tell me about Summit Barbecue.
So Summit Q really goes back to our roots of our family's business we had 17 years ago here, TC's Barbecue Wagon. That was something my dad and stepmom and I, we had when I was in college here, and that was our family barbecue recipe. And so it was always a dream of mine for many years to bottle that sauce and, you know, use it as a way to bless others, because We had people coming all the time buying it in ketchup bottles back in the day. And so they said, if you ever bottled that someday, we would love it. And so we're now using it as a tool to give back a portion of every bottle sold to support Ozark Summit as our family business. And then also use it as a way to spread awareness and make sure that when it gets on every table, good food always brings people together and they have a good something to talk about too while they're enjoying it.
And I got to try some, but tell our listeners how they can get some of that barbecue if they'd want to try some themselves.
Yeah, so it's sold locally in a lot of our local businesses here. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply carries it. Dennis's Meat Market carries it. You can also get it at Mulligan's, or you can get it at Christo's House here in town. Many local places carry it. You can also order it online. And then all throughout the Ozarks, we have it throughout Springfield and Mountain Grove and other locations as well.
Awesome. Jared, thank you for being on the show today, my brother.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate what you're doing for the community. It's young people like you that have a vision that make this a great place to live.
I appreciate you having us, and we're happy to be here.
All right, that's Jared Cates with Ozark Summit. We'll be back with more Touring the Ozarks in just a bit.